So I want to welcome everybody to the second community call for Inspired Action for Kasim Burton. And this call is basically organized to get Kasim medical transport and treatment and move from the island of Dominica to Martinique. The way this came about was through me and my friend. It was my friend Peter and a 15-year-old son who's in Dominica. Needed to came down with a Guillain-Barré syndrome, and he needed to be treated and transported to the island of Martinique. So we're raising funds in order to get him moved from there. Right now, our goal is, I believe, to get him moved is around $27,000 or $28,000 that we're going to need to actually get him physically moved.
And that includes the treatment and everything, Mike, huh?
With the treatment, yes, with the treatment.
And then travel and the treatment.
The travel and the treatment, yes. And then Peter had already paid for part of the treatment himself out of his pocket. I think it was something like $13,000. Right now his son's sitting in a hospital and he has partially paralyzed. He's paralyzed from the waist down. And so that's what we're working on. But overall, what me and Peter came up with was we realized that if his son was in this situation, there must be others as well. So we're also building a foundation around this, and our ultimate goal is to raise $75,000 because we want to raise funds for others. We're not going to have those funds as well. In particular, young adults who are 15 and older, because we found an organization that does this that would move him and take care of his kids, but they have to be 14 and under, and unfortunately, his son is 15, so he fell out of that category, and so he's sitting there waiting for transport right now. And so let me just go over what we're going to talk about on this call. I'm going to give you the call intention. Peter's going to do a little prayer, and then Peter's going to give us a little bit of the story. I kind of gave you the story. He's going to give us an update on Kasim, and then we're going to do action steps that we've already taken and where we're at. We're going to do a little brainstorm of new ideas, and then we're going to do a checkout. And before I do that, let me just did somebody else just check on the call? Linda Compton, are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Linda, how are you doing? You just want to check in with your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Linda Compton. I'm calling from Richmond, California.
Okay. Welcome, Linda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
So pretty much the intention of this call is to get Kasim medical transport and treatment and create a foundation for others in the same situation. We're getting them transported from the island of Dominica to Martinique. And let's go ahead and we'll go right into the prayer. Peter, you want to go ahead and do the prayer for this call?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day. Thank you, God, for just bringing us together, blessing us today to be safe today. And bless those who are maybe struggling right now. Help them to be safe and help them to be, give them courage and strength, Father. That our intent today, I thank you that our intention be met to help not only Kasim, but help other people in different parts of the world that may need our help. And I put this in your hands. I put the healing of Kasim and many other people in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So it is.
I wanted to say something too. There's a company in Canada that we're going to be. I contacted them. They're going to get back in touch with me. They're the one that help kids in third world countries from zero to I think from age 14. And what we plan to do is kind of find out how they operate, and that way it can give us some insight and how to go about to really build this foundation so it can be at least a good help, but also by learning from them, kind of be like they be our mentor, more or less.
Right, right. And what Peter's talking about, that's the organization I was telling you about earlier. We're thinking about being like their sister organization or brother organization and partnering, because they're already doing this, and we're just going to do it for the age that's not covered. And so, Peter, do you want to go ahead and give us because there might be people on the call and they haven't necessarily, I tried to give them a little bit at the beginning, but just like a short summary of the story about your son and an update about your son, where he's at now.
Basically, Kasim is 15 years old, very energetic, plays basketball, loves sports, hang out, ride bike, and I got a phone call from his mom saying that he is sick. Actually, he called his mom and said he sent a cab to pick him up because he couldn't move. He couldn't move his legs, so she thought maybe he fell or something. So she sent a cab to pick him up, then give him some medication, but actually just had him take a rest, and it got worse. So by the morning, first thing, he was rushed to the emergency room, and that was, I think, Saturday morning, he went to rush the emergency room, and then after several tests, I think about Tuesday, they did all different kind of blood tests. By Tuesday, they found out that he had Guillain-Barré syndrome. I personally had never heard of Guillain-Barré syndrome before this. I didn't have a clue what it was. Did some research and get some more information about it. But for those who don't know, basically, the first few days are very critical, which we was able to get him some kind of treatment. Not the full dosage that he needed, but he got some treatment. That stopped the progression of the disease. And from there, the next step is to take him to, he's going to go to Martinique where he can get some more treatment and also get therapy before he'd be able to walk again. But after the first treatment, has been pretty stable, but past couple of days he's been really getting a little weaker and tired, more and more tired. Actually, yesterday he was really tired. I spoke to him for about briefly, not even 5 minutes. He said he didn't feel too good. He wanted to lay down. So right now it's to the stage where it's critical to get him to the rest of the treatment and also to get him, from what I understood from the doctor I spoke to, they may have to do some kind of dialysis where they remove the bacteria from his blood, or they might give him some treatment that can do it without the dialysis. We don't know exactly which one they're going to choose based on the condition. So now, the last few days, he's been a little weak, not as strong. He's still positive, got a good mind, but just been a little tired and a little weak. So our goal is to try to get him by this week, try to get him treated by the end of this week. I would think by Friday to at least have him in Martinique being treated.
Cool. And so, and let me just jump in real quick right there, because I just want to mention something before we get it, that we have set up a blog, and the blog is helpforK.com, where you can go, and that's help, the number 4, and then K, the letter K.com. And so you can go there, and there's basically four ways we're asking people to contribute. You can either contribute financially, donations. You can contribute through information, because I don't know anything about this either. I'm just learning about this disease as well, along with Peter, so it's a new thing to me. So if you have new information, then you can email us or you can call us directly. You can send me an email at mike@changeyourlifecoaching.com, or you can call me directly at 760-504-9631. And then, Peter, you want to give them your information real quick as well?
Email would be Peter Paradise, number 1, at gmail.com, and my phone number is it's on the blog also. It's 919 area code 225-7989, or you can also reach me at 843-437-4639.
Yeah, thanks. So then the other way that you can contribute financially, you can contribute in new information that we may not be aware of, or any other alternative way that we can get him treated. The third way that we're asking you to contribute is just by sharing the website, passing it on Facebook, posting it on your Facebook page, through Twitter, through your friends. Just let them know, you know, to come to the blog and check it out. They can go to helpk.com. And it seemed like there was another way that I'm missing. Do you know, remember what that is, Peter?
One thing I'll say, too, is very important is that you can... when you share the blog, when you share this information, there are a lot of scam out there, and we all know that. We're all aware of that. So don't just share it on there, send it to your friends. Just kind of let them know at least that, you know, that you believe it's real, that, you know who this is. For those of you who know me personally, you can say, hey, I know Peter. He's a friend of mine. I met him so-and-so. Just give a little bit of detail so that way they know that it's not just someone sending them a random email requesting this thing. Because we all know there are a lot of scam out there. So make it as real as possible where someone knows, okay, like Mike, you know, Mike said, hey, this is my friend Peter. I know him personally. We met back in 97, 96, 97. And basically that would help the person who's receiving the email to be, you know, to be more, less skeptical, put it that way, less skeptical.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's another thing we're looking into to you know, right now we have a PayPal button up there and you can donate that way financially. But we're looking for other ways to third-party verifications. If anybody knows any information about that, we've been looking into finding another way that will offer more credibility, you know, to what we're doing. Neither one of us has ever started or created a foundation. We're just doing that spontaneously based on the condition of his son. We just decided, hey, you know, if this is happening with Peter's son, it's probably happening with other people, and, you know, in that region and around the world. So that's why we're directing our energy that way. The other thing that you can contribute as well, somebody else contributed this to Peter, which is wonderful. If you have frequent flyer miles, you can contribute. His son can't use the frequent flyer miles because he needs medical transport, but Peter could use those because he lives in South Carolina, where he could go and actually visit, go back and forth to visit his son while he's still sick. So that was another thing that we were requesting. And I think that's pretty much it. That. So Peter, where are we at in terms of go ahead.
One quick thing. Mainly, I'm a strong believer in prayer. So even if you can't do anything, just keep them in your prayers because I know prayers do work. So I know that prayer works. So just even if you can't do anything, hey, just when you go to pray, just keep them in your prayers, you know, and God can help them be healed even better because it's, when it comes to contribution, where we're at right now, we a little over $3,000. I haven't checked today, but about $3,200 and something has been donated, thank God, to some great people. There are some, I spoke to a few people, I think Crystal, my wife Crystal, she spoke to someone who, on the radio station, Crystal?
Yes, he has a syndicated morning show, Katie Bo morning show.
And I think she's going to...
Tomorrow,
go ahead,
I spoke with him today, and he is going to try to put us on his show tomorrow. He's going to be calling at 8 o'clock.
Cool.
8 o'clock in the morning to tell our story, for Peter to tell his story so he can get it out there.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank
Mike,
you for that.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying thank you for that, Crystal, for setting that up.
Yeah.
And there's another friend of Mike called me yesterday, Candy G, I think it is. She has a radio show in Florida, and she just kind of called to get some more information, and I think she's going to also talk about it on her station. She just wanted to get some more detailed information about the whole thing. So she's going to also broadcast it on her radio station real soon. She's going to call me back. I think she has a very good... from what you look on the website, Mike, what was the station about? Something great news?
Oh, yeah, it's like a good news. It's a good news radio show that she has. Only good news.
Only good news show, so, which is a lot of positive. People might be tuning in. But those are ways that people can help, too. That's a way. If you know someone who does have connection to a radio station, to, I don't know, access to whatever it is that can help give some credibility to this, that does help big time, you know?
Yeah.
Helps big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
that's a very powerful way to help, by having someone who know who have access to thousands of people.
Oh yeah,
that builds credibility big time.
Absolutely, totally. Is there anything else you want to say about Kasim before we move on to the next thing, or any other updates around Kasim or his situation, or?
That's it for so far. That's all I know so far. That's all I got.
Okay. Let's move on to the next thing, which is actions already taken since last week. Maybe we can just check in and say, you know, anybody who had, from last week that's still on the call this week, or any specific actions that you've taken or results that you've gotten out of that, you can go ahead and check in with that now. So some of the actions that I've taken since last week is I said I was going to create the second thing of the call. So I did that. I created the call. And I posted it on Facebook and you know, emailed it out to all my friends, and I posted it every day on the page. And then I've also been updating the blog. Oh, I'm glad I forgot about this. This is important. So anybody who's on the call right now, you can go to the blog at helpforkay.com, and there's some new updates on there. We put some pictures up there of Kasim and his family. So it's Kasim with his mom and with his brother and with his sister. You can see that on the sidebar there. And we also, we have other recordings on the blog as well. When you go to helpforkay.com, there's some, me and Peter and Kasim did a call, so you can actually hear Kasim on the call, and he's talking on the call, and you can hear his voice, and we're just talking with him, so you can hear from him. And then we have the first call that we had as well, the first organizing call. So we're trying to make the blog as interactive as possible. And so that's what I did. What about you, Peter? Was there any actions that you took? I know you took a lot of actions, but
yeah. Actually, contacted some people, some good friend of mine. Also contacted a friend of mine who he's on a group called Day One. I'm actually a partner with them. And I contacted them via email, and they're going to get back with me. Someone said they're going to look into everything and give me a call back or email me back soon. One of the things I was supposed to do was also to get as many as people on this call, which we attempted to do. I don't know exactly how many people is on there, but that was something we planned to do to get more awareness. I contacted the company in Canada. They're going to give me some more information this week also. So,
okay.
Those were the things that we really do. Okay. It is kind of draining, especially when you never really do this kind of stuff. You know, it really kind of takes a lot of energy. From you.
Yeah, totally. I'm having a similar experience as well. I said on the call last week, basically, you know, Peter's for those of you who don't know, Peter's a really good friend of mine. I've known him for like about 15 years. We talk on the phone almost every week. And, you know, I never met his son personally. I met him through the phone, but it feels like his son is my son. So, you know, I'm literally, like, waking up thinking about it and going to sleep. Me and Peter were just talking earlier today how, like, neither one of us is not sleeping that much. So, you know, part of the reason we can't do everything by ourselves. You know, we're doing whatever we can. And so let's just take a moment right now, because we've been talking a lot, Peter. So let's just kind of open up the call, and like if anybody else is on the call, if you have any questions about what we're doing, or if you have anything you want to contribute, new information, or anything you want to say, just go ahead and check in, whoever is on the call. Anybody have a question out there?
I was talking, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Talking to a good friend of mine, one of my best friends, and like you said, he's always on our mind, and you know it's hard to sleep and everything. And she said she is experiencing the same thing. Like he's always on her mind. And she called me yesterday, and she's always trying to come up with ways where we can raise money. But she called me yesterday, and she wants to try to help. She says she doesn't know how to go about doing it, but maybe if we find out how to go about having a run for him, like she said she, because she's a runner, and she's always, you know, goes to all these different runs. Well, people raise money.
Yeah.
And she was saying that maybe that's a good idea. There's a place where people run near where she lives, and she said we probably can organize a run for him if anyone knows how to organize one. She doesn't know how, but she said we can research it. And
I'm glad you brought that up, Crystal. That's a good point, because one of the things is our friend Linda, she's not on the call. Linda's actually sick. She's going to be on the call, but she's sick today, so she's resting. She did a lot this week. I didn't get the updates from her. And Linda is good at organizing fundraisers. So one of the things I'm thinking about doing is I'm going to have a call where Linda comes on the call, and we do like a call that's just about how to do a fundraiser. And she's going to do like a training. It might be like a 60 or 90-minute training. And she's going to come on the call, and she'll just kind of tell you, because she's done this many times, so she knows how to do it. And then she can tell you how to set it up and, like, how to organize it and who to contact. So I didn't tell you about this, Peter, but I just thought about this before the call. And I thought what we could do is we could offer it to, like, everybody. We could say, look, we're going to ask you to do a fundraiser for Cassim, but if you just want to learn how to do a fundraiser, we're just going to invite people to the call, and we're going to teach them how to do it. We're going to ask them to do it for Cassim, but they, you could, you know, once you learn how to do it once, you could do it for anything you want to do it for. You know what I'm saying? So we want to do that as like a giveaway to people and ask them to do it for that, but they could do it for whatever they want to do it for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I think that's an excellent point, Crystal. And one of the things, I have not done a fundraiser either, so I'm going to be learning from that myself. Like, this is the first time I've done anything like that, and I think our friend Linda is really going to help us out with that. Now, hopefully I want to get that training set up, like, within the next week, or even probably the next call we're on, so we can get really focused on having, like, a few key people. But one of the things I would say is that you probably have already started it. You probably already started it just through the idea, and I think the next step is just to, like, talk to somebody who's already done it before, or don't let anything stop you from just taking the next steps, even though you don't necessarily have all the information, because sometimes those things can just come together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mhm. Cool. Thank you for your contribution, Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have like an idea of you know, what we can do? And how can we get the word out to more people and be more effective? That would be a good thing too. Anyone on the call have an idea how to really get the word out more effectively? I know people do a lot of Facebook. Is there any other way? I don't know about Twitter and all this stuff. I don't know how that works. I'm not a big, you know, I'm not into that as much yet.
Does anybody have any questions for me and Peter about anything that you've heard? And you're curious about something, or now's the time to ask. Don't everybody jump at once.
Linda from California, yes?
Yes, sir.
And what do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
Pardon me?
What do you do, if you don't mind me asking? Like,
I am a personal life consultant, and I work with people around whatever issues that they have, that I support them in having clarity, balance,
and a
sense of well-being.
Great. That's great.
I'm very, when I got this invitation from Mike to be on this call, I wasn't in the position to send money, and so I sent a prayer. And so that prayer, or a prayer, every day is going to your son. Because that's just one of the things that I think we probably know that works. And it,
oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, just to pray that he has, whatever's going on with him, that he has some flexibility, that he gains his flexibility back so that he can move around like a healthy 15-year-old with the football, with the basketball, with the skate, with whatever. And so I just pray that your son will move through this.
Yeah, definitely.
Just moving through it, it has not come to stay.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much for that, too. I do definitely believe in power of prayer.
I just left the Caribbean. It's my favorite place in the world. So naturally, when I heard about this, it just my heart.
Which island was it?
Oh, I was on St. Martin.
Oh, that's where I grew up all my life. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
I'm thinking about moving there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Very, very beautiful.
Yeah,
and this really, this whole story, we had a phone call today about one of my son's friends who is very, very ill, and it's the first time I've heard my son sound that sad in a very, very long time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. And instead of thinking, well, you know, all these horrible things are going on, what if, on a commercial on television, I heard this the other day, I don't even know what they were advertising, that life gives us, it said, spaces. Life gives us spaces so that we can create. Or there are spaces in life so that we can create life. I don't even know what they were, what the advertisement was. But this, too, this what is going on right now is creating a space for us
space.
To
yeah.
be together, learn each other, get to know each other, give, receive, the whole thing.
Yeah, that is true, definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Interesting. Yeah.
Thank you for your contribution, Linda. Thank you so much for that, for your prayers
yes.
and your input.
Mm-hmm.
Also looking into I don't know if there's any possibility. I know a friend of mine has talked about it, herbal remedies. I know sometimes there's some good herbal stuff. It's just that sometimes it's good to try them, but at the same time when you need the cure that urgent, sometimes I don't want to take the chance of trying to play with herbal, you know, when he could actually get the proper treatment. You know what I'm saying, though? But if anyone knows, if anyone who can have some solution when it comes to herbal solution, I would definitely like to look into it at least. You know,
well, I do. I just was at an herbal thing the other night. There's a woman, her name is Aisha, and I'm not sure of her last name, but she's been an herbalist for years and years and years. And I just the other night, last Thursday night, went to a lecture on her just doing her thing on herbs. And she had herbs for, oh, my goodness. And she's been working on herbs, and she worked with people with HIV for about 5 years. She even has an herb for that, for AIDS and HIV. And I will call Aisha, I will call her tomorrow, and I will tell her about, you know, what the name of this is, and see if she knows anything, or if she's ever, you know, just to see, to get a contribution from her.
Definitely.
And I have another dear friend who is an herbalist. I will call him, Charlie Flowers. He is here in California. I will call him as well and ask him. And see what it, you know, because sometimes medicine and herbs do not go together, because the medicine is made from the herb with additives. And so then you get too much of something. So we have to be very careful when we're taking herbs and medicine if he's taking medicine. But I will certainly be more than willing to call those two herbalists whom I know are excellent herbalists.
And I would find out exactly what he already took, you know, and just to have an open perspective of what I was concerned, you know?
Exactly. There is another herbalist in Arizona that is just the most awesome I've ever really known. And this one herbalist, he has trained with the one in Arizona. And so I'm happy. I got the time. I will certainly look into that and see what we can come up with.
And definitely contact me back. Let me know as soon as possible. And then kind of compare and see if, like, for example, the one you say you know in California, if they are on the same tone, you know, referring the same kind of remedy, you know, then that way, you know what I'm saying, that would make a lot more sense, too. If you tell them what a disease is and they both recommend on the borderline the same product, you know that might be something.
Is your son able, is his eyes open?
Yeah. He's open, he can talk and everything. He's just unable to move his lower body. He can move his upper body and just unable to move his from his waist down.
The herbalists, Charlie Flowers, is an iridologist, which means that they examine you by looking at the iris. When they look at the iris, it's been amazing what they can tell. And so I will ask Charlie. He's here and you're there, but I will certainly call Charlie and ask him, you know, if he's ever encountered this, if he's ever seen anybody with this kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yes, and I will call you tomorrow. I wrote your number down. I'll call you tomorrow and let you know.
Sounds good. Thank you very, very much.
Cool. Thank you so much for that, Linda, for your contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm wondering, is there anybody else on the call at this point in time that wants to check in or they have a question or a comment or a contribution that they'd like to make? We would love to hear from you if you're there. Okay. We'll move forward then. So is there anything else that you want to say before we go? We're going to go into a checkout here in a second, Peter. Is there anything else you want to say before we actually check out?
I think basically, anyone who organizes stuff also through the church, there are churches who give donation, who give contribution to stuff like that. My church is also right now doing the same thing. Whatever idea, whatever can do to help, I'm very open to it. Like I said, I've never done this before, and sometimes it's even hard to really even ask people for certain things, you know, but, you know, when it's your son, when it's your kid, you know, you do almost anything, you know, whatever it takes. So, I'm very, very open to different ideas and so on.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
Well, I'm just very, very glad to know that his father is there, that you are so invested, so interested, so in love with your son. I'm just so very happy to hear that. And I know that we have to. We don't have any choice. We have to trust. Right now we have to trust that whatever is being done for his highest good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And, not questioning God at all.
Is this his mother on as well?
No. That's not his mama.
Oh, okay.
That's my wife, but that's not his mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to thank you, Mike, for all that you're doing and helping Peter out with this. You're a really good friend to him, and we all need friends like you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for saying that, Crystal. I appreciate another word.
Family and Mike, you know I tell you that every day.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I love you too, brother.
We don't have to be DNA to be family.
No.
Oh, no.
We just have to love each other.
That's it. We're all part of the human race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think we'll just go ahead and move into the checkout now, and we'll just keep the checkout. We'll just go around and basically just say your name, say two specific actions that you're going to take before next week, and then just say one thing that you got out of this call. And I'll go ahead and model that. So my name is Mike Brown, and two action steps that I'm going to take before next week is I'm going to take this recording, and then I'll post it on the blog. And then another action step that I am going to take is I'm going to make a phone call. I want to find out about a third-party verification, like either through the Red Cross or something, that where people could donate, where they'll feel more safe to donate. So I'm going to check into that. And what I got out of this call was I got a sense of community and support from people who came on the call and contributed, And even for people who didn't come on the call, maybe you're just listening to this call right now. You're still here with us. It's going to be up on the blog. It's going to be on the blog. So if you're listening, you're still here with us. And thank you for joining us. And with that, I'm out.
I am Linda Compton, and what I am willing to do is to call the two herbalists that I know have been doing herbal healing for years and years and years. I'm willing to call them, and I'm willing to get back to you and let you know what they say. I'm willing to do that within the next 24 hours. If I can't reach them this evening, I'll reach them tomorrow and call you back and let you know. And what I've gotten out of this call is that friendship is one of the most important things we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
friendship is literally critical and important.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Cool. Thank you, Linda.
And what else I've gotten out is that I probably have met a brother from St. Martin.
which is going to be
my new home. So
all my life. I lived there all my life. So we went there last year and had a blast. Yeah,
I just came from there 3 weeks ago.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I just left there. I'm there every single year. My St. Martin mom is 97.
Wow.
Yeah, I just came back from there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What's her name?
Her name is Jeannie Larminy.
She's on that side, yes?
Yeah, no, she's on the French side in Grand Cas.
In Grand Cas, okay.
Mm-hmm. Larminy.
Jeannie Larminy? Larminy, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm almost sure I know the face.
She's the oldest woman on the island.
Yeah.
Wow. 97 years old. That's why I'm wanting to go on and go there and be with her, because it's not often that when you get to be a big grown woman that you get an opportunity to have another mother.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. That's so
mm-hmm.
true. Wow. Thank you so much, Linda. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say that I know of two friends that I have the number who are also herbalists. I'm going to get information from them and kind of compare what kind of treatment they propose, so we can have, like, you know what I mean, four different, to see if a comparison, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call them first thing tomorrow. I got a friend of mine in Florida and another friend of mine in New York. I'm going to call them tomorrow and see what they propose, like treatment, to have an idea and compare what your herbalists are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Also plan to contact a few people who are very hard to reach. A good friend of mine is Tony Robbins, which I said a good friend, because I listened to a lot of his program, and I'm going to definitely pursue contacting him the next few days, every single day until I reach him. But what I got from this call is that there are people out there who don't, I mean, I don't know you now, Linda, but just the fact that you have a heart and you're able to even come and help, it's really, there are a lot of people out there like this, and we need to find more people with the same goal, same desire to help other people, even if you know them or not. And I think with that, we can do a big difference in the world, not only for my son, but for a lot of other people who may not have a friend like Mike, who's a Facebook or Internet guru, you know, or who may not have or who may not have a Facebook. You know, there are people out there who don't have Facebook, you know what I mean, who don't have Internet. And maybe we can be able to help them in some way, shape, or form, and change their life for the better. And I think that would be a lot more than anything, you know, we can do in this world, is be able to have someone say, you know, thank God those people live, those people just changed my life. And I think that's very important too. So I got that. There are people out there like us. There are more people like us out there, put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right.
Crystal?
This is Crystal, and an action steps I'm going to take after this is to research on how to do that run and talk with my friend, and maybe with both of our heads together we can find a way how. She's done enough, so I believe she knows some people who can probably help us out, and also research on how we can get it started and just take some steps on actually getting it started. And what I got from the call is, like Linda said, you know, it's really good to have really good friends, and that, you know, there are people out there who really care. And I just felt the love on the phone. Mm-hmm. I felt the love through the phone and the people on the phone.
Yes, yes, yes. Cool.
So, anyone else out there? Yeah, is there anybody else on the call here? Okay. So what I want to invite, we're going to bring the call to a close. And, again, I just want to remind everybody that there's, you know, four basic ways we're asking you to contribute. You can contribute through financial donations. You can contribute new information that we don't know. You can contribute prayers. Or you can contribute just by passing it on, just passing on your Facebook. That's a big deal. Pass it on Facebook or Twitter. On Facebook, you just want to make sure you put the link on there, http://www.helpfork.com. That's the number 4, the letter K.com. And we will be having another call next week, probably the same time, Monday. And I look forward to seeing you all then.
Okay, thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. And I will talk to you tomorrow about the herbalist.
Okay, thank you very much, Linda.
Good night, everybody. Bless you. And my prayers are certainly with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.